Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The Score! Now it's time for The Score's playoff pregame show. Here are your hosts, Chicago football legend Olin Krutz, long-snapping Iron Man Patrick Manley, and Mully from The Mully and Haw Show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, welcome in. It is indeed the playoff pregame show. We have the perennial Pro Bowler, Olin Krutz. We have the Iron Man himself, Patrick Manley. I am Mully from the morning show. And we have the playoff pregame show. Can you believe it? It's finally upon us. Here we go. This is for all the marbles. This is really a shot out of the cannon time. Should be pretty exciting. Everybody listening, I'm sure, very excited for the Bears against the evil Packers tonight at Soldier Field.
What a day, man. What a day, Pat and Mully. The table is set, right? Everybody put the paper plates away, got the fine china out. It's time to play this football game against the Green Bay Packers, man. I don't care who you are, Pat. I don't care what you're trying to run from. It doesn't get bigger than this in Chicago. Me and you know that. It doesn't get bigger than the Bears versus the Packers on the lakefront in the playoffs, especially with how much losing we've done to them with the Aaron Rodgers, I still own you, with how many times we've lost to the Green Bay Packers. Here we are right now. This game is as big as it gets for Chicago Bears fans. I try to hide from it all week, but I was screaming go Bears all morning. As a guy who lost in the 2010 NFC Championship game, I need some payback, man. I need this young team to go out there and beat the Packers so I can feel better about that loss. I need TJ Edwards from Illinois to tell them how important this football game is. I need Montez Sweat to be unblockable. I need the offensive line to take over the damn football game. I need these guys to go out there and win this game, and so do a lot of people in Chicago. Can't wait for this football game. Can't wait for the violence that's about to happen there on the lakefront at Soldier Field. Excited for this one, man.
Olin, what time is Ben Johnson having you come down to give the pregame speech? I'm ready to go, man.
I would chest bump George McCaskey today. Me and him are on the same team. Oh. Everyone who cheers for the Bears, owners, players, anybody, called the Pope for him to throw us a blessing, man. Yeah. We all need this win.
There we go.
Yeah. Olin, that's awesome, man. I woke up the same way, and it's funny because this morning I'm sitting in the, you know, walking around the apartment. I'm like, I got to get out of here. So what do? I go down to O'Toole's. I had to go have lunch at O'Toole's. I want to get a feel of the city. And I walk in there at noon, and there are people already bellied up to the bar ready to go. I saw Urlacher jersey, Caleb Williams jersey, Hester jersey, Ditka jerseys. They were everywhere. And it was just awesome to see and to feel that excitement of the city. And Olin, to hear it from you, it's true. It is what, I mean, I think every alumni, every fan, every person that's been involved with the organization feels it. And it's time to flip the script. And they have a great opportunity to do it today. We have potentially a franchise quarterback that can get this thing, you know, continued and started today with this win would be huge against the Green Bay Packers. And I'm just excited for this thing, man. It's going to be an unbelievable show. I expect the Bears to come out on top. I'm sure we're all going to pick. I know Olin, you and I will probably pick the Bears if we can't help it. So there's our final segment's already done. But I just can't wait to see this thing, man. I can't wait to see what team shows up. And excited for some of these young guys to experience their first playoff game. Excited for Joe Tooney, Kevin Byard, some of these older guys that have been in this situation before to help them get through this first game and come out with a win.
I got a good friend of mine who, you know, I grew up with, who's from Chicago but hasn't lived in Chicago in a number of years. And he called me. We were talking about this game, and he said, "Do you ever remember when you didn't like the Green Bay Packers?" And I kind of laughed. And I mean, no. I think the Packers have always been this opponent that people in Chicago didn't like. Back in the day, the Bears would just beat them out of habit. Then obviously things turned around with Favre. You could argue Dan Majakowski got a flukish victory, and that peeved everyone down to the point where there was an asterisk in the record book because they didn't really lose that game. That was a wrong call. But I just wonder, as players, listening to you guys talk about the Packers, you feel it so much more than people that didn't play. But I don't know any, like, lifelong Chicagoans that ever really had any time for the Green Bay Packers. I'm not sure exactly why. It's just kind of the way you're raised here. And I just wonder, do you remember the moment when you figured out how much you disliked the Packers? Or was it just that rivalry? Was that preached to you? Was it more what you had to deal with when you drive up there and people would be greeting you as you pulled into the stadium? When did you first understand this rivalry?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, because we played them, I think it was like December 27th or 23rd in 1998. It was Olin and I's rookie year. So that was the first time we played the Packers. We played them two out of the final 3 weeks of the season. And I just remember, you know, being preached to about this rivalry in the Green Bay Packers, and we had to wait a long time to play them. And we went up there to Green Bay to play, and we stayed in this terrible hotel in Green Bay. And I remember Olin sitting in that little auditorium room with the team, and Coach Wannstedt had that film put together of the rivalry of, you know, Forrest Gregg and Ditka not liking each other, McMahon, Peyton, all that stuff that you were just talking about that had happened in the past. And you could truly feel it. It was tangible in that room of what that meant between the Packers and the Bears and the hatred there and just that rivalry. And I remember looking around and how quiet it was and how intense everybody was, from coaches to players to whoever was in that room. And then driving into Lambeau Field the next day and just seeing that iconic stadium and just seeing, you know, that almost college atmosphere, and then walking out of that tunnel and just kind of feeling that. So it started then. And I remember Coach Wannstedt just set it up perfectly, and just that video and that intensity in the room, and it's just carried on since.
Yeah, I remember the same thing, Pat, just how it was always emphasized by guys like Coach Wannstedt, who did a great job, who was our head coach at the time. And I remember it being described to me, I don't remember who said it, but it's not a game, it's a Midwest blood sport. And what they mean by that is, that's the way the fans feel. Like Mully said, if you're a Chicago win or you're from Green Bay, you don't want to lose that football game. That's how important it is to the fans, which creeps in to the locker room. The players start to realize that this game is really important. And I remember, I'm sure Pat does too, in Walter Payton's memorial. We had to go down there the day before we played the Green Bay Packers up there in November in 1999. And Brian Robinson got the blocked field goal, blocked Ryan Longwell's field goal. And he said Walter lifted him up. But I remember sitting on the field listening to guys like Dan Hampton and guys like Jim Flanagan, who was our team captain, talk. And he said, "I'm from Wisconsin." And Mully, the whole crowd booed him. Right? They booed just the mention of Green Bay. And here I am, a 21-year-old kid from Hawaii, listening to all these people boo about this team that we're about to play, and wondering to myself, like, gosh, I guess we do hate them that much, right? And you go out there and you play the football game, and obviously, you know, Jarrett Payton spoke that day, and Dan Hampton told us, if you guys play the Green Bay Packers, Walter would say to go out there and play your ass off. And just the emotion, he said it with an emotion in the stadium. We were lucky to learn that early how important it was to the people of Illinois, to the city of Chicago, to the Chicago Bears, to play the Green Bay Packers. And it's really special, man, to play three of these in this short amount of time where they mean that much to the teams. And it means that much to both cities. And that's what Pat mentioned, Byard. He mentioned Grady Jarrett, right? You mentioned even the young, the Cole Kmet from Illinois, right? These guys, they're in a, this is a special football game. And don't get me wrong, the Super Bowl is really important. But this one, you're going to realize when you go out that tunnel, I think Byard talked about it this week, and congratulations to him and Tooney and Darnell Wright. They're all pro nominations. But I think he talked about it this week, Pat. The electricity he felt coming from the stands, right? And we remember DeMarco Jackson surf riding the crowd, the pile on the kickoff return. Right. And just the amount of energy that the Chicago Bears fans bring to the game when it's the Green Bay Packers. We've been lucky enough, Pat, and we didn't come out on the right side of it, but we've been lucky enough to feel that kind of energy coming from the Chicago Bears fans, which makes this game and this rivalry so important, Molly.
Mm-hmm. And, guys, this is the third meeting in 34 days. How about that? Walter Payton's jersey number. It just feels like there are omens here that you got to pay attention to the stars. It just feels like that is almost like a perfect fact that you're playing them for the third time in 34 days today. And hell, they haven't played in the playoffs very much. The playoffs are completely different than they were when we were growing up, and the Bears and the Packers never really faced off. So it is pretty extraordinary that you get a meeting between these two teams on a beautiful start to the wild card weekend. Should be wonderful.
Hey, Olin, I got a question for you. Just my thought on this is having three games in this amount of time as a player, you know, prep is only so much. You prep for the game, right? And you're prepping for the coach and you prep for the player you're going against. There's only so much you can do. You understand that player you're going against. To me, the harder job right now is between the coach versus coach, coming up with game plans and trying to counteract each other of what they've seen the two previous meetings, you know, how you beat them, how you stopped them, all that kind of stuff. So I feel like this game to me, as far as prep, it's more important of what the coaches come up with game plan-wise, scheme-wise, as much as it is a player scouting the player across them. Because you basically face that guy just for the third time, maybe some of these other guys numerous times in years before. So to me, the most important thing is the prep for the coaches this week and what they can come up with game plan-wise to give that team an edge.
Yeah, and I think Mully's the word Mully used is perfect, extraordinary, right? It's an extraordinary circumstance to see a team and your rival. First of all, just to see a team three times in that short a span. And then it's your rival, right? And then it's the playoffs. And then it's all this emotion going on. But to your point, Pat, you're talking about coach versus coach. You're coming up with just a little wrinkle that maybe people on the field get confused by. And listen, Caleb Haney was our third-string quarterback. He didn't get to play the Green Bay Packers twice that year. So a lot went on in this game. But Dom Capers used to bring what we called a weak side crow, which is a cornerback blitz from the weak side. And we remember, everybody remembers this play that haunts me to death, B.J. Raji's touchdown catch. It was a little wrinkle. It's the same blitz, but B.J. Raji, it's out of three-man instead of four-man, and he dropped into coverage underneath your blitz answer. Right, so that's the stuff, exactly what you're talking about, Pat, man. It's a great point by you. Just a little wrinkle that even, listen, as the center, I was like, what is this three-down look out of nowhere? Right, and then I looked and I said, okay, well, the corner's still coming. It's just that blitz out of a three-down look. And I took my set, and I'm like, why is B.J. Raji dropping into coverage? But just, that's what you're talking about. Can you do the same thing, but can you make it look different, right? And I think that as a Bears analyst and fan and former player today, I'm thinking to myself, man, we got some guys in our corner this time, right? We got some guys who can design plays, who can do these little things that they know that can take advantage of, maybe trick up the other side of the ball. Because look, it's easy for our guys, because guys, you know, Dom Capers, the defensive coordinator idea for the Green Bay Packers, probably told his unit, it's the same blitz, guys. Just run it out of a three-man look, and B.J. Raji, you drop into where they might throw the hot route. They like to call it the hot route as a blitz. And Caleb did exactly what he was taught, but no one showed him that look that day.
and that's one reason too why I do feel confident about this matchup. You know, everybody's talking about the Packers are rested, the Bears played, all that, whatever is going on, Jordan Love versus Caleb. We do truly have, I call it an advantage coaching-wise. You have Dennis Allen on the defensive side. Maybe the talent's not as good, but you have a coach that's been there for a long time and done this, maybe comes up with a wrinkle like a Dom Capers. And then we all believe in Ben Johnson, right? Matt LaFleur has been a very good offensive coordinator as well, but I do feel like we have an advantage coaching-wise, and it is interesting. It will be interesting to see what they do come up with. And Ben Johnson said everything's on the table, right? And everybody's been trying to dissect that and try to understand, does that mean – is Kyler Gordon playing? We'll get into that, I'm sure, now he's activated. You know, what's going on? What are the wrinkles? Maybe there's some wrinkles in there. We don't know. Is Caleb Williams going to be involved in the run game a little bit more? Is he going to pull and run? Is it, you know, what is it all on the table? What are the wrinkles? And I'm excited to see what they have installed, because they are two veteran coaches that have been there before, and I trust them.
And I think we heard a little bit as the week went on from Ben Johnson talking about kind of the emotions of the game. And I could be wrong about this. I'd love to get your opinions of it. But I believe that when they played that second game at Soldier Field, the Bears came out shot out of a cannon. They were just, you know, the whole crowd surfing on the kickoff, all that stuff, and the 15-yard penalties. I think there was a ton of emotional response to the fan base. I almost feel like that experience should aid them today. They should know how the crowd is going to respond and what it feels like because of that earlier game. And hopefully that means there's going to be no trick plays snap between a guy's legs. I think everyone may have learned something from that may be able to aid them in this obviously larger moment that they're facing.
Yeah, Pat, I don't care. I don't care what game you played in. I don't care what you're talking about. If you never played at Soldier Field against the Green Bay Packers, you've never felt that kind of energy. Like, there very rarely is there that kind of energy in a NFL stadium like you're talking about. Green Bay, Chicago fans, the way they feel. So you're right, Molly. I don't – like, you know, New England probably gets rowdy, but who are there? The Buffalo Bills, right? So if the Buffalo – did they – so those kind of the energy for Joe Tooney and explaining it to young guys, say, okay, don't let this get to you. Don't do anything crazy, which we, like you're talking about, I think they had 10 penalties that game. And we even had some false starts from guys you wouldn't expect it from, right? Darnell Wright put him in third and long. And you're talking about the play where Manung guy was there and Cole Kmet came in and like just take the snap. And I thought Cole Kmet was a little too close to Dahlman, but that's a whole other thing to talk about details wise. But just those kind of, did they learn that, okay, if it is 1 yard, let's go behind Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright. But Pat, I've been thinking about this all week, man. I really want Ben Johnson to be himself. Like, that's why he's here. That's why they hired him, you know. And look, if he comes out with a play today that doesn't work, and it'll piss me off. I'm an old school football guy. I want power off on third and fourth and one. I want to believe in the offensive line, who I think is the strongest unit in this game, right? I think those guys really are that good. It should be fun to watch them go against Green Bay today. But, you know, if Ben feels like it's the time for one of those plays, one of those calls that he's designed, that he's studied, that he thinks it's the moment for it, I don't know about you, but I want him to call it.
No, I got your back on that too, and I agree with you, because that's why he's here. That's how he got here. That's what he did in Detroit. That's how he put up all the points. That's how he helped turn Detroit around. And Mully, I want to go back to your point about that excitement. And I was just thinking about it. I've been thinking about it all week, how different a playoff game is just sitting in your hotel room, the drive over, all that kind of stuff. I've talked about it before. But even when you walk out for warmups, when normally the stadium's kind of dead, it's not really dead, but there's a little bit of a buzz. But you walk out for a playoff game, there's celebrities on the sideline. The pregame show's going on. You know, they got the whole, they'll have the Amazon pregame show. You're just looking around. It's just more crowded. You just feel that energy starting from there. And you just kind of have to make sure you stayed focused in on the game and stop looking over and seeing Ashton Kutcher or whoever and Chance and Dwayne Wade or whoever's going to be there. You got to really stay focused. And it takes a couple – it maybe takes a veteran, somebody telling you that. Like, hey, listen, so-and-so's going to be there. It'll be cool to see. But come on, man, do your normal routine. Don't go over there and really shake their hands and talk and do all that kind of stuff. Stay focused. And that's the little things that happen in these playoff games. And you get more intense early on, and you have to kind of deal with that nervous energy. And it's just a completely different animal. And as you play more and you get more into these, you learn how to deal with these. And I'm hoping some of the older guys tell them, hey, man, if the Amazon pregame show is going on over there, don't even worry about it, man. Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about so-and-so over there. Worry about the game. Do your normal stuff.
Yeah, the fun thing about – I remember – correct me if I'm wrong, Patty, but I think in 2010, Molly, it was hilarious. They were playing, like, entrance music for guys who came out early and walked on the field. Like, they played Love Train for Lovey, and they played all kind of songs. They played, like, the guys' songs when you walked out of town. So it is different, but listen, man, enjoy it, man. That's what you work for. These are the kind of games you are working to get to, right? And our old teammate, Reuben Brown, used to say the hay's in the barn. By that, he means the work is done. The work is done already. Go out there. Let's play the football game. Enjoy all of it. This is why you worked so hard growing up. This is the kind of games that you are trying to get to, right? And I was thinking about, that's why I mentioned him. I was thinking about Cole Kmet and TJ Edwards. And what a day it must be for them to be in that locker room growing up in Illinois. And go out there, man, and enjoy this football game. Play a violent and controlled game, right? Play controlled chaos. Execute what your coaches are asking you to execute. But the moment can't be too big for you. This is what you've been doing your whole life. This is where you've been trying to get. So go out there, play this football game. And as Pat is talking about, some of the older guys have to be like, okay, like, you know, if someone pushes you in the face, make you talk about it before. Get back in the huddle. Well, be careful on those late hits. We don't have to give them 15-yard penalties and all these things that they're going to be watching about for today. And, Mully, I'm sure you're going to mention, and I've heard it talked about, the crew they have today, right? The referees they have today, well-known, what they are known for. So even more, right? Ben Johnson, them, and Dennis Allen, and those guys, really, Pat, are the ones who have to set the table, right? The coaches have to set the table. This is the plan. This is the way the game is going to be going. This is a situation you might find yourself in. Here's how we want you to react. Here's the things we want you to do. And like you said, Pat, you have faith in these guys that they do see these things that they need to say before they even happen, that they are talking to their teammates and they are talking to the players and the other coaches are talking to that. They're saying the same thing every day. Execute. Don't make mental mistakes, which, you know, Coach Ben Johnson was not happy about against the Lions, right? So, again, go out there and get this thing going early and use the emotions and use the crowd and feed into it and let them help you motivate and get the momentum in your corner.
Yeah, it's a great point. And I think that there are so many things to like about this game, the start of these playoffs, just the feeling that the Bears are at the start of something as much as anything else, whether it's the start of a run this year, at the start of a future that includes the head coach. It's kind of extraordinary that that Matt LaFleur, who, you know, we don't know what the future holds, but Matt LaFleur, believe it or not, is the oldest coach in the NFC playoffs. That is hard to believe. At the tender age of 46 years old, he is.
That is crazy.
He's like
that is crazy, man.
basically 3 weeks or a month older than Kyle Shanahan. So there are two 46-year-old coaches. Obviously, Ben Johnson is 38, and what's his name in Seattle is 37. And then on the other side of the bracket, you got the AFC. You got Jim Harbaugh is 6 days older than Sean Payton. They're both 62. It is like veteran coaches are only in the AFC and the young guys. I mean, I don't know about you, but that made me feel old that LaFleur is the oldest coach in the NFC at 46 years old. He's younger than all of us.
That's amazing how the NFL has changed, right? That it's just the younger coaches are up and coming, and that's what you're going to. It's just that's an amazing stat. That is just that's kind of hard to believe, and that does make you feel old. I'm 50, and I don't feel that old, but now I feel like I'm really old.
Yeah, thanks, Molly, man. The Sean McVay effect, right? The Sean McVay effect. All the success he had as a young football coach, his quarterback whisperer is what the Chicago Bears. Go all the way back to 2018, we're trying to do with Matt Nagy, right, where we're trying to copy that model. And now everyone is copying that, and a lot of these guys have a connection to Sean McVay, right? So the quarterback coach and the way, like, we're talking about, we say in Chicago right now that, hey, man, look, we're not going to ever lose our offensive system. We won't ever lose our quarterback coach, which is really, really important if you want to develop a quarterback. So – the young guys are here in the NFC, like you're talking about, Molly. Now, Jim Harbaugh in the AFC and Sean Payton are both, they're older guys who are quarterback guys, right? Quarterback play callers, run their own offensive system.
Yes.
But that is really crazy, man, because to run a whole team, right, Pat, from a young guy, just from two guys who I sat in my last game when I sat in the NFL, and Pat was older than me, but I was 35, right? I was 3 years younger than what Ben is now. And it'd be crazy to look at a guy like that and be like, this is the head coach. I remember messing with coaches that age, right? And tell them, get the hell out of my seat when I walked into team meetings and taking a seat from them. And you know, I remember Reuben Brown yelling at coaches him and Ted Washington, don't ever come bed check us again. Like, I will not allow it, right? So that's just the crazy thing is those guys are running buildings now and doing good jobs. They're doing a really good job.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out. You, of course, are listening to the Playoff Pregame Show on The Score.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Soldier Field, Hall of Fame greats are among the partisans as the Bears, with a win, will capture their first NFC Central title, the first time in 11 years. Here's a talented young offensive line, Brockermeyer Tucker. Kreutz goes to the Pro Bowl. Valerio and Williams also, the big cat, goes to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, just to show how quickly time goes, the only player in a Chicago uniform now that even dates back to Mike Ditka's time here is Big Cat Williams, the right tackle.
Well, that may be the baptism for Dick Geron. I'm not sure he's ever had one of those, the Gatorade bath, as the Bears celebrate the division title.
Oh, happy memories there, no doubt about it. And we are delighted to welcome in the man himself. Big Cat Williams joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download that Circa Sports app today. You are listening to the Playoff Pregame Show. We've got the aforementioned Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and now we've got James Big Cat Williams. Cat, good morning. How are you, sir? Afternoon, excuse me.
Good morning, fellas. How are you guys?
Oh, I think everyone shot out of a cannon, as you can imagine.
I can only imagine, man.
We've been talking about the Packers rivalry. I'm wondering, having played under Ditka, what was that like when you played the Packers? How foaming at the mouth would that guy get when that game came around?
Well, it was not only about Ditka, but you have to remember when I came in, you know, Singletary was still here. Dent was still here. McMichaels was still here. Sean Gale. All these guys were still, you know, starters on this defense, as well as, you know, Horn, Thayer, all these guys on offense that had been in this rivalry that explained it to the young guys as it was nothing we had ever seen or ever done before, because it was by far the most dominating rivalry in the NFL. It was not going to compare to anything you did in college, anything you did in high school. You tempers were going to be on short leashes, and it was just for the first time that I had an opportunity to participate in it. It was like nothing I had ever seen before, and it became fun over the years because you knew what it meant, not only to the organization, to the players, but, you know, to the fans, just everyday fans just walking around Chicago.
Big Cat, 12 years, man, 143 starts, and Mully and Pat, just so you guys know, me and Cat see each other almost every day, and he was always trying to punch me in the face when we're boxing, but that's okay. Cat, are you like, I was thinking about that in 1991 now, you played D-line. Are you the only guy in the modern era to play D-line and O-line against the Green Bay Packers? Didn't you have a sack against the Magic Man, Don Bukowski?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I don't even know who I'm training with. I'm training with a guy who does things people don't even do. I don't even know what kind of legend I'm training with, Cat.
Hey, a legend in my own mind, bro.
No. You spend enough time with me to know that goes both ways, Cat. Hey, Cat. The question I have for you is, you talked about coming in and playing with, you know, Dick and all, Richard Dent and Singletary and all these guys who explained to you. I thought you did a great job when me and Pat were younger, being the leader of the football team, and explain to us about how important the rivalry was. How do you tell the young guys, like, look, man, this game that you're about to be in, this playoff game against the Green Bay Packers, these games that you play against them, they're just going to be different. How do you explain to a young guy to stay in his lane, just play his game, do the things that he needs to do that day?
Yeah, well, it's always hard because you don't want to take any aggression away from any player that's on that field. You know, I heard you guys earlier talking about the body surf on the first kickoff return. You know, I didn't even know that was a penalty. I was like, oh, that's a hell of a play. That's a hell of a job. I threw a flag. I was like, well, what are you doing? The guy doesn't go to the ground. What am I supposed to do? I'm going to jump on him, right? But it's something that you have to control, but you don't want to control, because you want to get as many in your mind. You're trying to get as many shots in as you can. Look, I went to the grocery store a little while ago, and I just felt like as I was walking up and down the aisles, I just wanted to smack people. You know, I was like, I don't know why I want to smack people. It's Green Bay Packers Day. You know what I mean? This is the day. If you're going to walk around and get in some trouble for just smacking somebody, it's going to be on today. But for the young guys coming in that have no idea of, you know, what the temperature is going to be, what the, you know, how high people are going to be as far as their expectations, you have to find that happy medium. Because, you know, you want to play on the edge. You have to play on the edge in order to win this game. And taking it over the edge is a possibility at times. You know, you can do things a little out of the norm when you're playing the Packers, because you always were told that they're going to be coming after you the same way. You listen to all the talk that's going on in the media from, you know, you've heard a little bit from the Packers, you've heard a little bit from the Bears. But, man, it is, once they step on that field, like Pat said earlier, and I heard Olin talking about it, the atmosphere that these guys are going to walk into is going to be like nothing they've ever experienced before. You think about how hyped they were for the Chicago-Green Bay game in Chicago during the regular season. It's going to be twice as bad tonight. And you have to find a way to take all that stuff that's built up inside of you and focus it on whether it be individuals, whether it be plays, and you have to take it to them. And that's what this game is all about. The team that has played the hardest, that has made the fewest mistakes, is the team that's going to win this game, and that's going to be the team that looks the most aggressive out there today.
Kat, it's good to talk to you, man. You got me fired up. You want to smack some people. So I got to ask you this. Who was the most disliked Green Bay Packer that you had to go against?
The most disliked? See.
Yeah, the one you just wanted to smack.
Well, see, and it's going to sound kind of odd, but because I had the opportunity to play against Reggie, I always just wanted to smack the hell out of him. You know what I mean? But he's also that guy. I remember getting my first start. Well, my first season starting, my second season starting was his first year at Green Bay. And, you know, going out on the field, I'm like, you know, okay, this is it. You know, this is the guy I grew up watching. I just want to beat the, you know, living bejesus out of him. Like, go up to the line of scrimmage, first play. I'm like, all right, Superman, let's go. I look at this dude. We are eye to eye. He's about 315 pounds. I'm like, he's a lot bigger than I thought he was. You know, eyes are bloodshot red. Didn't say a word to me through, like, the whole first half of the game. I'm, you know, I'm cheap-shotting him, trying to hit him late and trying to get a little rise out of him. Nothing. Nothing at all. But, you know, he was the person that I was trying to focus all of my attention on. So, you know, there wasn't an individual that, you know, said anything that, you know, made me hate anybody from Green Bay. I just wanted to take advantage of them. And, you know, like we do for every game, you just want to beat the hell out of the guy in front of you.
And you know, the old term is familiarity breeds contempt. Is it, just from a player standpoint, is it bigger to be in their first playoff game, or is it bigger to be in a game against the Packers?
Oh, wow. I'd have to say it's the biggest that it could be, because you are in a playoff game, your first playoff game, and it is against the Packers. I mean, I don't know how it gets much bigger than that. I mean, other than, you know, having to play the Packers, you know, to go to the Super Bowl, I mean, this is about as big as it gets. You know, you're two cities that are not separated by very many miles. You have a lot of mixed households. You know, everybody that you see around town, whether they're a Packers fan or whether they're a Bears fan, they want to talk about it. And you're kind of forced to talk about it with them, even though you don't want to. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to go out there and I want to get this thing going. But I mean, this is big, Molly. I don't think I could separate whether a game against them in the regular season or a game against them in the playoffs. This is as big as it gets, man. Mm-hmm.
Talk about this game a little bit, Big Cat, about what you see from the Chicago Bears football team. I think the offensive line may be the best unit on the field, but I didn't mean the Chicago Bears offensive line. What do you want to see from that offensive line and that offensive unit itself tonight?
I want to see no trick plays on third down and one. I want to see you take advantage of, like you said earlier, you know, I have to respect Ben for his ability to call plays, but on third and one, I mean, if we're not taking a shot down the field because, you know, he has a good feeling about it, I want to see those guys bow their necks and blow some people off the ball. I want to see that offensive line with what you said, is the best unit that is going to be on this field tonight. And I want to see them move some people off the ball. You know, I want to see Tooney making the correct calls. I want to see, you know, Wright being up to the second level, putting linebackers on their backs. I want to see these guys take over this game, because I feel as though if this offensive line from the Chicago Bears could take over this game is in the bag, man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kat, what are you more worried about, Jordan Love in the passing game or Jordan Love, or I'm sorry, Josh Jacobs in the running game tonight?
Jordan Love. Yeah. I'm a little more worried about his accuracy, his ability to complete balls on third down, and especially with the way the Bears have looked the last 2 weeks with, you know, trying to run a little more man-to-man and things like that. So, you know, I think, you know, for as much as I talk about the offensive line and if they dominate this game, I think it'll be a blowout. Not a blowout, but an easier win than the prior. I think the defensive line has to show up. I think you have to be able to get home with the four down guys. You've got to be able to put some pressure on him. You've got to move him off his spot. You just can't let him sit back there and be comfortable. And I think you're going to have to do it with the down guys as opposed to trying to blitz a lot. And, you know, whether it be the guys up in the A gaps trying to, you know, bailing out. I want to see things done with those four guys up front.
Big Cat, thank you a ton. You got us all fired up, and we appreciate it, buddy.
Fellas, it was great talking to you, and enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks, Cat, man.
That is great.
Thanks, Cat. I appreciate it. Good talking to you.
That's Big Cat Williams. We'll be right back.
There's no better connection, right, to the pass, right, and the president.
That's amazing.
No one has represented the Bears with more class than James Big Cat Williams.
Oh, that's a fact.
I mean, he sacked Magikowski.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
His story is amazing, right? He's connected to the past for the Chicago Bears. He's always out there representing the Chicago Bears. No one has done it with more class over the years than he has.
And what a leader and a consistent teammate, man.
Yeah. Consistent, period.
Mully, that was the guy when I got drafted in 98. Yes. That was the one guy I wanted to meet. I could not wait to meet Big Cat Williams, seeing him on Monday Night Football, going against Reggie White, all that kind of stuff. And he lived up beyond what I thought he would be like. He's an amazing human.
What an amazing physical presence. I mean, you know, great guy, all that. But also when you're standing next to a guy like that, or you're standing next to a Dan Hampton, you're just kind of like, my God, like that is what it looks like.
He trains at my gym, and my sons are there, and so is his son, Jai. And Jai's playing in an all-star game, just had to finish his year at Cheney State, had a really good year. But Big Cat was boxing with my boys the other day, and they both came home, and they said, Dad, I am amazed at how he moves. Because when he stands in front of you, he's huge.
Yes.
Huge.
But he's still a really good athlete. And you still see the guy who played D-line and O-line in the NFL.
You've got to feel like, whatever the kid's name is, Jake Paul, trying to square off.
Just don't hit me, man. Listen, we're just kind of working around the ring, right? We're not trying to kill each other.
Okay. We'll be right back. It's the Playoff Pregame Show on the Score.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you.
at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more of the Scores Playoff Pregame Show on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and live on the free Odyssey app.
The biggest thing is we're going to get what we practice all week. And so starting fast is about our focus during the week, you know, finishing the prep and finalizing that, feeling really good about going and playing fast on Sunday. And so and Saturday specific to this week. But, you know, that's the biggest thing. We have to refocus our guys, and things are going to happen. Ups and downs happen all the time, and it's about how we respond to that.
Welcome back to the playoff pregame show on The Score. We've got Olin Krutz, we've got Patrick Manley, and you're hearing the voice of Declan Doyle. It's fun to hear from Declan Doyle, the Bears offensive coordinator, because he's kind of the Ben Johnson translator, and he lets you know when he speaks what they're talking about specifically getting done on game days. And obviously one of the big messages is one that we've been a little bit obsessed with of late, starting the game well, because the Bears had been doing that the first 15, as they're called, the pre-programmed plays, if we could go for a little alliteration. Those had worked very well earlier in the year, and the Bears were scoring either on their first or second possession, and that's kind of gone away a little bit, and they have not really done the same type of job, particularly in the first half of games of late, if you take out that Cleveland game with Shedeur Sanders. So you would like, and they are emphasizing, starting fast in this game.
Yeah, I think that's really important. If you go back to the Bears-Packers first matchup up there, they had penalties in the first two drives, and I believe it was three and outs in the first two drives. So that was self-inflicted. And I think some of the times, too, Caleb is missing kind of, you call it, don't miss the layup, the easy little throw early on just to kind of move the chains, or making a bad decision to not get it to second and six to keep it going. And I think little things like that need to be tweaked. But you have to stay focused on the little things, and I think it's penalties early. You could maybe show the team those first two drives that you had against Green Bay 2 weeks ago and say, listen, this is where it went wrong here. We can't have this. The other thing is the run game. Let's start this thing with the run game. Get this thing started and get up points. And if you can get up points early, I think the run game, Olin, you've talked about it. Everybody's talked about how important this run game is. If you get down, it seems like Ben Johnson would go to the pass a little bit and get away from the run game, which is the Bears' strength. So if you can get ahead and stay ahead of the chains or keep the game even, you can lean on that run game and you can get going fast. So it'll be interesting to see how he comes out calling this game compared to how he has the past few weeks. But just don't shoot yourself in the foot early.
Yeah, and it was a Mully and Pat, it was a month ago. I mean, after the first Packers game, his opening statement was, we need to start faster on offense, right? We need to execute better on offense. We need to convert third downs. We need to be in third and three and third and four. And then, like Pat mentioned, not get a penalty, right? Not get a false start, not get a holding call. Put yourself behind the chains where you don't really want to take that much of a risk as a play caller. And then it's just, okay, how do we define what they're not doing? And I think Pat hit the nail on the head. Like, they are getting in third and three. They are getting in third and short. And one thing I want to see Caleb do today a little differently that I haven't seen all year is when there is pressure coming, sometimes you got to step into it in the pocket, take the hit, and put the ball on the open receiver instead of rolling out, finding your way out of the pocket, and then throwing the ball from out of the pocket, which he got really hot doing, especially in the first game against the Green Bay Packers. So converting third down, staying on the field. Now, we mentioned that play where they snapped it through the legs. That was a good start, right? They were moving the ball. They were running the football. Yeah. The Packers couldn't stop them. Just kind of that play on fourth down, just after that, they just couldn't get anything going after that. And they had a few tackles for loss that put them behind the chains on tosses or on run plays. And just seems like they couldn't overcome that or find someone to make that play. And someone has to make that play today. And we need, usually it is your quarterback who has to raise everyone's level, right? And be the multiplier that we keep talking about. So when we talk about the offense, talk about the fasting start, and then, okay, starting fast, and okay, like, what are a couple different things you could do to start fast? And Pat mentioned, well, will they run a little bit of a college offense, a zone read, with Caleb using his legs? Maybe you go a little bit no huddle. You don't want to go crazy with that, but can you get him going early if you put him in a no huddle type situation? So be interesting to see what they do, because like I just mentioned, it's been like you talk about Declan Doyle mentioning that, Mully. It's been about a month and a half they've been talking about it, starting faster on offense, and the pass game has to come alive earlier.
And I think anyone who watched the Derrick Henry game against the Packers, and I get it, there's no Derrick Henry in this game, but you said it earlier that the Bears' offensive line is as good a unit as there is in this game, both sides of the ball. I think that there is an opportunity here to win the point of contact, and then you got a running back, maybe it's Manungai, maybe you take turns, whatever way you want to do it, that you get four more yards after contact. You win the point of attack, you get push them 3 yards, and then you fall forward for another 3 yards. Whatever it is, you start playing that kind of football against these guys, I think you'll have success. And if you can do that, you'll eat up time of possession. And if you can do that, you keep your defense off the field, and maybe they play significantly better, especially as the game goes on.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that Ravens game. They made it look easy. You know, it was Derrick Henry running the ball, but there were a lot of holes there. I don't care who was carrying that ball.
Yes.
And it was funny just rewatching that film. I'm like, that's it. Just do that, Bears. See, it's easy. No problem. Game's over. But the thing is, they can do that. We saw them do it against the Eagles. So that's why I'm saying don't get behind the chains early. Start fast or whatever you want to call it. Start efficient. Let's say call it start efficient, right? And then get that run game going and have that same kind of game plan that the Ravens had. The Bears had it the week before. Just be more efficient with it, and I think they can lean on that. The one thing I go back, and the stat that I heard during the game against the 49ers game, I think it was they only ran the ball 7 times out of the first 21 games. First 21 plays.
Right.
I don't want it that way. I want it flipped the other way because I think that's the key to success against this Packers front. Who's missing Parsons? Who's missing Wyatt? Who can be run on?
Yeah, it's a great point there, Pat, by you with the – so everybody keeps mentioning, well, they haven't won since Parsons got hurt. And I'm like, I'm a center. I remember when Devontae Wyatt got hurt, right? I remember how much I thought that would affect their defense. And I thought that, you know, it's like, okay, you lose Parsons, you lose Wyatt, and then you play the Bears early, but then eventually it's like these guys got to keep playing. And Pat, me and you've seen a lot of times where, you know, backups come up guns a-blazing off the practice squad, right? But then they accumulate some tiredness, and they get some hits, and all of a sudden now you see them on film and you know how they want to attack you. And look, I'm not saying they're bad football players because they're not, but Carl Brooks, Kobe Wooden, Warren Brinson, Nazar Stackhouse, and Jonathan Ford, I didn't name an all-pro there. I didn't name a Pro Bowler, right? And I'm talking about Joe Tooney, Dahlman, and Jonah Jackson. And I'm talking about them taking over the football game along with Darnell Wright and Ozzie Tripillo and Cole Kmet. And one thing that I thought the Ravens did, because remember the Ravens played him right after the Bears' second game. And the Ravens, I thought, studied the Bears' run game a little bit. What they did is they went to I formation a little bit more. And they found advantages where with I formation, the fullback can go one way or another, and you can gain that extra number there. And you can check the play one way or another, wherever the Packers seem to put their formation. So I'm interested tonight to see if the Chicago Bears line up in their 13 personnel in I formation with Durham Smythe. Did I say his name right? Durham Smythe. And I thought he did a good job in the first game out of I formation. But they took a lot of Bears formations, but just ran it with Patrick Ricard, who's an absolute monster, at a fullback. So we will see tonight, like you're saying, Pat, after 300 yards of rushing by the Baltimore Ravens, along with Tyler Huntley using his legs, why not that be where you start to see, look, man, you're going to have to show us you can stop this.
That's a plan. I mean, that would be magnificent to see. And you know, let's be honest about it. The Bears defense hasn't been playing great, you know. And part of the problem is they've been on the field too long.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that controls the clock. You know, when you look at the time of possession the Bears have had the last few weeks, they've been losing big time.
Yeah.
That's been a key to their losses, and flip that. And I'm sure that's been preached.
It is. And the quarterback, man, and you still do have your weapons, right? Luther Burden is hard to cover. And so is Colson Loveland, and so is DJ Moore, and Roma Dunze is back, and Caleb does have that arm. So you got that threat. If you get that run game going, I don't know what the wind is going to be like tonight at Soldier Field. I don't know exactly what the weather is going to be. I know it's not going to be great, but if you do get it going, you do have a chance to also get the ball in your playmakers' hands and attack them that way. So we'll be interested tonight to see the way Ben Johnson deploys all his weapons to attack this Green Bay defense that is missing two of their best players.
All right. We know the Bears have been to the Super Bowl twice, and there was a common denominator, a man who played on the 85 team and, of course, went there with you guys. And we will bring him in next. Ron Rivera will join us next on the pregame show, the playoff pregame show on The Score.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.